You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross, and I have on the phone Honus Shane, who is joining us from Pine Knob, Kentucky. Mr. Shane's Pine Knob Theater has been running for 27 years now. Mr. Shane, thanks for taking the time to be on Sounds Good today.
Hey, Tracy, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on. You're making me feel old talking about 27 years here.
we're all starting to feel old, I think. Let me ask you, what is the population in Pine Knob?
Well, actually, the theater cast is probably larger than the population is. The community is a real small rural community. We're just located about 2.5-3 miles north of Caneyville. We're south of Rough River State Resort Park, about 15 miles, just to give you some idea. And we would be about 50 miles east of Owensboro, 35 miles north of Bowling Green, just to give you some idea of what area. We're in Grayson County, Kentucky. And the little community at one time was real thriving back in the early 1920s. Of course, for lack of work, people moved off and left the community desolate for some time. And actually, we have the most historic, complete community in Grayson County. We have the old original church house that's over 120 years old. We have the Pine Knob School, built in 1925, was a high school the first few years even. The old country store my dad built in 1939 is there. And we have one of the oldest houses in the county, built in 1865, just right after the Civil War. So the other houses and things here were built in the early 1900s, so it's really a very historic community to come and see, as well as the play that's here. And because of the history of the community, there was an outlaw who lived here from 1842 until his death in 1851. And he had a nickname, and they called him Doc. His father called him Doc, D-O-C-K. He's not a doctor. And they were actually hoppers from out of Tennessee, but they used the alias Brown after some killings took place, and so he was known as Doc Brown. In 1876, the first editor of Grayson County newspaper, Colonel William R. Haynes, wrote a story about his life and published it in the paper and later put it into a book form. And so in 1987, we got a group of people together, and we actually physically built our own community theater here. We seat 500. We're an outdoor theater. And we actually opened this play 27 years ago. And for the first about 6-8 years, we sold out every night until so many locals saw it so many times that they kind of stopped coming. But we have a lot of tourists. A lot of people come from out of state and out of different counties that come here and see our plays during the summer. So the story of the outlaw Doc Brown is a true story. And it is a story of the community and the history that was here. Actually, some of the actors that we have are descendants of the characters that were in the story. I play my fourth great-grandfather in this play.
Oh, wow.
And the second year, 1988, we opened another play called Down in Hoodoo Holler. I wrote a comedy, and it's kind of, if you like Andy Griffith, you're going to love the Down in Hoodoo Holler show, because it's set in the 1930s when a city slicker from Louisville, Kentucky comes to Pine Knob, which is nicknamed Hoodoo Holler because one of my ancestors tried to get a job here once, and he showed up late for work, and he said that they had hoodooed him out of his job. So the name Hoodoo stuck, and I wrote this play called Down in Hoodoo Holler about this city slicker who comes to the Pine Knob or Hoodoo Holler in search of the outlaw's gold, because after the Doc Brown was killed, he was shot and killed by his own brother. They actually killed one another. And they never did find all of the gold that he had, and they haven't found it to this day, as a matter of fact. So the Hoodoo Holler show is about a city slicker coming here looking for the gold and spends the summer with the Country Doolin family. And in his stay here, he learns there's more to life than work and money, and he learns about country life. So it's really filled with a lot of country humor and what have you. We actually have a Model A in the play as well, where since we're outdoors, we can have those kind of things. And then the third year, I wrote a 50s rock and roll show, which we have done many, many different places, as well as our own theater. It's called Daddy Took the T-Bird Away. And if you heard the Beach Boys record Fun, 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 I think you'll get the idea where the daughter borrows the daddy's new car and is supposed to take it to the library and ends up over at one of the diners and gets caught, and Daddy takes the T-Bird away. That show has been running now since about 1989, and we've been performing at other places. We were in the River Park Center in Owensboro. We've been there twice with this show. About 18 years ago, we took it to Owensboro, and we had about 1,200 come to see us. We took it back there a year ago last February, and we had 1,000 that came to the River Park Center. And this past April, we were down in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, at the Alhambra, and we drew the largest crowd there that they had this season with that show. In Owensboro, we actually take the cars. We actually have T-Birds and other 50s cars and so forth on stage, and we actually put them in the River Park Center indoors on their stage. But most theaters don't have a large enough stage, you know, for us to do that. Now, one other show we've written, and it's the last one that we did, and it's called Lucy and Ruth's Diner. The Lucy and Ruth's Diner show, if you take the first letters of Lucy and Ruth's Diner, that spells L-A-R-D, lard. We like to say if you've seen Grease, then you're going to love our country version called Lard. And it's full of cars, and it's a musical as well. And the T-Bird show has about 20-some-odd songs that are sung live. We have some girls from Owensboro and people here. And let me mention, too, that many of our actors have been here for many, many years. We have one lady that's been here 24 years with us on this stage. We have several that's been here over 20. And many, many kids that were in the show, even back when they were in the 5th and 6th grade, are still with us. They have gone off and gotten married, had children, come back, and they're back in the shows with their kids. So this is something that we all love to do. We are a nonprofit 501c3. We are supported with this through the state funding and so forth. And we're also one of the national outdoor dramas a member of the Outdoor Drama Association, which is all across the United States. Now, we have a new show coming out this year, and it's going to open a week from this coming Friday, and it's only going to be one weekend. It's going to be June, the last Friday and Saturday night in June, and this new rock and roll show with a live band and acting is called Bebopalula. And, of course, if you know the song, that maybe you can get an idea of what's going to happen. This is great for baby boomers, great for senior citizens. There's a lot of nostalgia in all these shows. And we only perform on Friday and Saturday nights. We do that June through September, and we just opened this past Saturday night with Doc Brown, Legend of an Outlaw. This Friday night, we open with Down in Hoodoo Holler, and, this, of course, this Saturday night will be our Doc Brown show. And then the next weekend, like I say, this Friday and Saturday night, the last weekend of June, will be our new show, Bebopalula. Then we come back in July on Friday and Saturday nights. Friday nights is the Down in Hoodoo Holler. And, of course, Doc Brown on Saturday nights. Then our other two shows I was talking about, Daddy Took the T-Bird Away and Lucy and Ruth's Diner, they are performed in August and September. The August and September Friday night is Lard, Lucy and Ruth's Diner, and the Saturday night is the Daddy Took the T-Bird Away. So we have a full 4 months of weekends that we perform here, and we have two afternoon shows. The last Saturday in July and the last Saturday in September, we start at noon, and we have a buffet all afternoon long. There's food out, and we actually do three shows starting at noon on the last Saturday of July and the last Saturday in September. So it's a full, fun afternoon. The shows at night are great. We're in a rural area. The lights that we have on stage and everything, and the stage is all natural with a creek behind it. Our shows begin at 7:30. We normally had been performing at 8 o'clock, but we moved it up a half hour this year to make it a little easier for people. And we're generally out of here around 9:30 or so, so it's only a couple of hours with a little break in between two acts. So it's a lot of fun. The actors we have come from many different places, Owensboro, Bowling Green, Nashville, Louisville. And we have five of our actors over the past 27 years who have ended up in some major motion pictures. So it's been a lot of fun. It's a great thing for us to do.
Would we know any of the actors in the movies?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Muse Watson was our first Doc Brown 27 years ago. His real name is Bob Gravel, but he changed his name when he got into the movies. If you saw the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer, he's the guy they always try to kill.
Oh, yeah.
In that movie. Okay. And he's also been in Something to Talk About. He was on, what TV shows, Debbie, I'm asking my wife here. He was on the CIS, some of the CIS TV shows and other Prison Break. He was one of the cast members of that and several others. So he's been on a lot of different shows. But his name, he goes now by Muse Watson. The others we have been in, like the remake of The Alamo and the Patriot and some movies like that.
Well, that's great. What's the secret to keeping a theater operating for over a quarter of a century in a smaller rural area? There have been many communities much larger than yours that have either failed to sustain a theater or have never gotten one off the ground. So there must be something magical in the water up there in Pine Knob.
Well, we always tell folks there's not a lot to do around here, and we know what we're going to do every Friday and Saturday night, and we already know what we're going to wear. So that's of course, a comical way to look at it. It's almost the truth. The thing I have done here, I was in a few plays in high school and what have you, and when we went to try out for plays and we didn't get a part or we didn't get the part we wanted, we felt discouraged by it. And when I started this theater 27 years ago, we took everybody in that wanted to be a part of this. And since we write our own plays and do our own productions, we're not obligated to stick to any kind of script. So we do it almost in reverse. Instead of writing a play and then finding characters to fill it, we take the people that we have that want to be in the production and make what changes are necessary to add or subtract characters from the play and still make the play work each year. And the other thing is when we don't really do tryouts. When people come to this theater and want to be a part of it, if someone is left a part and we need to fill that character, if I find someone I think would fit the part, I just simply give them that part. I don't let them try out for it. And then if we have other people that come and want to be in it, then I either write another part for them or change things around so that they can do whatever they want to do. It's worked. And then once a part becomes your part, unless you outgrow it, the part is yours year after year. And that's what's kept people here for some 24 years, is because they played that part for 24 years. And the adult parts, as the older they get, the better they are. They don't have to worry about relearning their lines or studying parts because we do the same. We've been doing the same shows, basically, as I say, for 27 years.
Wow. Honus Shane, a playwright, also the manager and producer of the Pine Knob Theater in Pine Knob, Kentucky. If our listeners want to learn more about your shows or the theater, what's the website they can go to?
It's real simple. It's pineknob.com, PineKnob.com. And we also have a Facebook that's just Pine Knob, so it is the community as well as the theater. So you can check both of those out. But pineknob.com will get you there. It'll also give you a link to go to the Facebook page and what have you, too, as well.
Mr. Shane, thanks for taking some time to be on Sounds Good today.
Hey, Tracy, thank you so much for calling and letting us get the word out. And you people down there, come on up this way. We're not that far from you. We have a lot of people come from a lot longer distance than that to see us. And maybe when we get back down to Hopkinsville next year or Owensboro area, we'll be a little closer for you. But keep us in your mind. Check us out on the Internet and come and see us as often as you can.
We'll do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross.